My green bag should be right there.
Speaking to your mic one more time, big.
Look, I forgot the little thing in there too. The little thing with the little ports in it. I ain't had to do all that.
Let's say speaking to your mic.
Okay, so you won.
I'm talking about, the little one. We could just put the little. It's little than that little thing. Testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. It's all good. Let me. Testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. Now, are you cool with being Jay the submissive on this show?
Yep.
Okay. I am Biscuit. Portia is
Sasha. White girl Sasha.
White girl Sasha. Okay. That is
from the Bay.
Frito from the Bay. Frito-Lay from the Bay.
Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check. 1, 2.
Breaker, 1, 0. I never see you eat candy until you sit at one of these shows.
Well, I'm high. Yeah, it's white girl Sasha.
You know you left your thing here. You know that
your newer hair restoration kit.
Mic check. 1, 2. We rolling. Yeah.
Yeah. It's your boy Biscuit, and this is episode 3 of Raw Dog and After Dog. I am Biscuit, and I am with white girl Sasha. Loda, she's on a date tonight with her
girlfriend.
So we can't say gay ass. Is that offensive nowadays?
She's not gay. She's lesbian.
Oh, I don't exactly. Lola on a date with a girlfriend. But we do got my boy Frito-Lay from the Bay. What's up, my boy?
Frito-Lay in the building.
And we got a guest tonight, a fill-in. And go ahead and introduce yourself, fill-in.
Jay the submissive.
Ha-ha-ha! You heard that, ladies? We got a submissive in the building. Now, ladies, I know some of you think your man is submissive to you. But boy, you ain't heard shit yet. So we're going to get into our first topic of the night. Our first topic of the night is female dominant relationships. Frito, you ever had a girl tell you what to do?
Yeah, I've had them tell me what to do.
You liked it?
Nah. I didn't like it.
But Frito, we got a guest tonight.
It was cute at first, but I don't know.
Jay, we want to let you slide on in. So, Jay, you went to a girl telling you what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Jay, explain us, how you got into all that kind of freakiness.
Always been like that. Actually, be perfectly frank with you, I get a wreck with it.
Oh, Jay, you could have kept that eye. TMI. T motherfucking eye.
This is Raw Dog and After Dog.
Yeah. He needed you. Matter of fact, you asked Jay all the questions. Okay? Because he's submissive, so he need to hear questions from a woman.
Okay. Jay. What is... Number one, do you like white girls? I just have to ask for all my sisters and brothers out there. Do you like white girls?
They don't really do it for me, no.
Oh, he don't like any cream in his coffee. Frito, you ain't this shit, man.
I hear that, man.
Well, I digress.
We love them white girls. Shout out to Bashash. Snow Bunnies bring the money.
We do.
Jessica.
Oh. They don't last long.
Ooh.
Okay, so have you ever dated a white dominant?
I have.
Tell us about it.
Well, it was like a nightmare. You know, she just did not necessarily have the it factor. She's too much of a Becky, and how can I put it? It was only like an imaginative thought that it could have been turned into something sexual, but the reality of it was it just didn't have the it factor, so...
When you say the effect, can you give our ratchet ass audience what you mean by that?
Well, the hair was wrong. You look like burnt hot dogs. and then, of course, every time I've ever dated one, it was like
Do white women really smell like dogs?
They do. In fact, they're like, in fact, for example, you know, every time I've been around them, I smell fish.
Oh, wow. Now, Jay, I'll have you say that because I tell Sasha all the time that I keep smelling tuna, salmon, and whiting. She says because she eat crab legs and shrimp every day. I think white girl funky. Sasha, do you have a retort?
I don't have a retort because I know I don't stink. Mm-hmm. And I don't smell like a fucking dog. And...
Have you heard people? Are you offended by a statement where people say that white women smell like dogs?
I'm not, because I'm not gonna lie. A lot of my friends smell like poodles.
Wow, is it our hair? Wow.
I
think it might be something they bathing with, man. Are they using rags and shit when they bathe?
No, I prefer a loofah.
That's what white people use.
A loofah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a loofah? You know?
I don't know.
It's because they're white.
Right.
Frito-Lay.
That's enough.
What's cracking?
What the fuck is a loofah?
I have no fucking idea.
Well, look it up.
Is it like a rock or something?
No,
the fuck is
so...
Oh, no, that bang with them crystals.
Yeah, crystal, rock.
Why, you musty? You bang with a goddamn rock.
Stainless steel. What the fuck are you using?
Bang with a fucking rock. Now, Jay, back to you, man. Why do you call yourself the submissive?
I call myself the submissive because I believe the woman should be the boss.
Damn. You got to teach me some of this shit. Because, see, I charge motherfuckers $150 for 15 minutes. But if I'm thinking if I can up my game,
90-year-old women,
I'm thinking if I can up my game, I can probably, you know, go up on my prices. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as having that type of self-control.
Do you charge women to be submissive for them?
What's that?
Do you charge women to be submissive to them?
Oh, absolutely not.
Man, you
absolutely not.
Man, you missing a lot of fucking man. I might need to teach you some shit.
Yeah, no. He don't want to learn. He don't submit.
It doesn't do it.
The money
for me.
Doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't.
Damn, this man has a lot of passion for what he does.
So tell me this: what's the longest relationship you've had? Being a, can I call you a slave? You look like a slave. Oh, does that sound bad for me to say that?
Go ahead. On this show, it's fine. We know
that's
what you motherfucker, white motherfucker want to say any goddamn way. So call the man a goddamn
well,
slave.
I mean, I look like burnt hot dog, so I mean.
I'm throbbing now.
Tate wants to know
I'm actually throbbing because I heard it. You know.
When you said what, it, the what the fuck? What the fuck did you say? Hey, okay. Sasha, you keep talking to this man.
It's a sound. I mean,
it's a sound. Like anything, like dominant, it just gets you right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that's what it is.
Wow. So, are you into fat women or skinny, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. Mm.
So you don't have a preference when it comes to women.
I do.
As long as she black. What is the perfect submissive woman?
Submissive women? You like submissive?
I mean, you know, I don't fucking. What is the perfect dominant woman? This woman is saying?
Dominant.
One that just has a willingness.
A willingness.
Because a lot of times you don't find a dominant that actually is either experienced or knows that experience. Got to have the willingness for an actual lifestyle. So ultimately, a willingness.
Okay, so the bio that you sent in, it says that you used to be under the bed in a cage.
That's correct.
What would be going on top of the bed?
Sometimes my owner would have been asleep, or sometimes she would have been with her boyfriend.
You hear that, Frito?
I heard that shit, man.
So Frito, let me educate. So he be in the bed.
Yeah.
His bed is under the bed. It's a cage. We can't get out.
Right.
He's only allowed to jack off under the bed. And sometimes the boyfriend might be over there dropping nuts off or dropping dick off, we like to say in our community. And he will be up under the bed listening to someone pound his own. Frito.
That shit hurt my heart. Frito, listening to some shit.
Is you man enough for that type of action?
I couldn't do it, man. I take my hat off to you. I would cry. And then I would turn into Incredible Hulk coming about this shit. Listening to my girl.
Beat your goddamn girl back to sleep.
Does it turn you on?
It does. It does. But at the same time, you know, there's like a certain sense of gratitude that comes with it.
Right.
Wow. So Sasha, what that do for you? Do that get you in the mood? Would you be willing to put jettison Miss under your bed and have your boyfriend come over and pound you?
I'll have to think about that.
That's a no, Jay. She's
no,
not with
that's
it.
Not a no. That's I have to think about that. And I have a question for you, Mr. Smith.
Okay.
Okay. You're not gay, are you?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. So I was just wondering why.
Are there a lot of submissive that are gay?
There are. Man. There are. You call them switches. When oftentimes switches. You call them things like, a lot of times there are these cucks.
Cucks?
And there are two different types of cucks. You have the hetero cuck and you have the
I've done that before.
What the fuck? Come on, man. What is a goddamn cook?
Yeah,
y'all
man.
Coming up with name big. I mean, a big old bitch.
Right, I had this 75-year-old guy actually told me his dick didn't work anymore, so he needed someone to come over and slay his wife.
That's what a cook is? He watched another man fuck his wife?
That is what it is, technically. But they're different definitions
right,
of it.
This was the hetero. This was the heterosexual right, side of things. I had to make that clear.
Like, say, for instance, if you fuck someone and then turn around, that person who's that person's slave can actually come back and clean her out with his tongue and that kind of shit.
Oh.
Now, whatever he did after I left, that was on him.
Frito, let me stop you right there. So you mean to tell me niggas out here eating other nigga nut out of a girl?
Not me. I just know something to do.
Hey, man.
I just know something to do.
Hey, y'all. I thought I was a freak. I thought I was the freakiest nigga on earth. But I am my sauce.
Well, you know, that's not the only thing. A cuckoo can also be, a dominant could also have that cuck as the only one, but may never give him a blowjob. But ultimately, she goes ahead, she gets eaten out by him all the time, and she climaxes and climaxes, and he swallows it all. That's another version of a cuckoo.
So, Mr., let me ask you this, man. I know I've seen some shit that was very surprising to my eyes. I seen some shit where this woman had a man lay on a table, you know, but it was high up. And only thing that came out of this hole of this table was his damn ball sack. And they barely got the balls to come out. So the only thing that's hanging out of there is his ball sack. This girl
what the
put
fuck
on,
did you watch it?
This
Go
girl
ahead.
Put on boxing gloves and straight... I mean, like this man balls was knocking left to right. How
if y'all do you look on this man Jay face while he describing someone beating up balls?
Yeah, I could only just imagine like he didn't have balls no more after no shit like
that's
that.
That's happened before. It's called CBNT.
You've had that done before?
It's called CBNT.
What do the CBNT stand for?
Cock and ball torture.
So I'm saying, does that do you pass out literally, or how does that shit? Because I pass out watching this shit.
I didn't pass out. I was like, ouch, but I didn't pass out though.
Damn, because I know if somebody kicked me in the balls, it's gonna take me at least 2 minutes to get back up and get ready to shoot your fucking ass.
Hey, Sasha, the look on a white woman's face, y'all motherfuckers is like, you is really into this shit. Like, so would you be willing to do a cock and ball thing?
You put on. Boxing
gloves. I don't even know what to say at this point.
Because I see you wear steel toe boots. Would you be willing to cook Jay in the balls with your steel toe boots on?
I would.
Now, Jay, would you like that?
Oh, that'd be a turn on.
Can't we get a demonstration today?
No.
Is there something you want to tell us? Frito-Lay? Is it San Francisco where you're from?
I'm fucking with you.
No, we'll say that for a private. We just hear the backstory. We don't have any insurance yet. We went on the insurance kick-in, so if you injure him, I will be held liable. Moving right along.
Now, I would like to know, Jay. I don't even know what I would like to know at this point. Because I'm just so...
You're blushing.
Oh, no. What is the word? Like, is it called macrophilia?
Macrophilia is another term for something called vaginas fetish.
What vagina fetish?
No, giantess. There are a lot of people, but well, guys, most of the time guys, that have this fantasy, well, women have it too, but they have this fantasy about giant women. Macrophilia is You've seen Hollywood play on it a couple of times. Movies like
Honey, I Shrunk the Kid.
No, not really. But they actually have played around with that. I've actually, as a writer, as someone who writes stuff like that, I've had people that actually send me emails saying, hey, can you manipulate this story where it's a woman instead with a whole bunch of guys that are shrunk because they love to masturbate to it and stuff like that. Attack of the 50-Foot Woman is another example. Downsize movie with Matt Damon, that's another example. The Witches, hey, the new version just came out, that's an example. But guys actually fantasize about, have a fetish about giant women being like probably even a centimeter, it's like maybe an inch tall.
People fantasize about that?
They do.
Now, I heard you say a keyword. You're a writer. Correct. What type of shit do you write?
Oh, macrophilia, erotic, BDSM stories, that sort of thing. Sometimes sex stories.
Yeah, have you ever worked in the industry?
I have.
And what did you do?
I was an actor in BDSM filming, and I was also a director.
A director?
Correct. 20 years ago, there was a company called IBN out of California. Uh-huh. That did.
They used to make great fucking porn.
IBN was not a porn.
What's the other one? Was IBN? It was in blue, right?
No.
It was black and blue?
No.
Oh, okay. good people. I mean, listen, I did not watch that shit. I just want to tell y'all right now, I had it mixed up. I will find the name and I will bring it back to you.
I mean, it even reveals how old I am in a sense because when IBM was popular, it's back when we had web TV. Mm-hmm. And people can get their videos at like $45.99. See, I did something similar where I had a whole bunch of, you know, pro doms. I had a whole bunch of...
a bunch of what?
Pro dominatrixes. So I had them acting in my films. When I was in my films that I did personally, that I acted in, I never had a mask. I mean, I never seen... Uh-huh. My face has never seen. It was always masked. Uh-huh. But the filming was not... It was not pornographic. It was no nudity. Usually what you find in these films are things like face-sitting, trampling, cock and ball torture, in some cases, corporal punishment, which is, of course, the flogging and the paddling and things like that.
Is flogging like pegging?
No. Flogging is like a...
What'd you say?
Is flogging like pegging?
Yeah. What the fuck is pegging?
Your favorite thing.
I almost call you the B motherfucking word. Whatever your motherfucker like playing me like that. Whatever the fuck that is. Hey, look, you look in your eye, let me know. Motherfucker, please. Don't play that. I almost called her the B word. I'm sorry. But hey, some shit.
Pegging is when you get lots of money fast.
Nah, I ain't going for that. Jay, what is pegging?
Pegging is a variety of things. Getting your ass poked, pretty much.
By a woman.
Let me tell you something. To a man. Let me tell you something, Sasha.
By a woman.
That is some motherfucking white folk shit. Niggas don't do that.
Yes, they do.
They do.
You have you did that before?
They do it.
No, but they do.
What the fuck just happened? Did you ask this black man? He's a black. Black men don't do that
shit.
Well,
he says two different sides. You got a hetero side and you got the homo side.
I've been pegged before. I've never been pegged before. I know brothers that have been.
And peg, that means the woman is doing that to the man.
But oftentimes...
What about biscuit? You got me all the way fucked up. I want to clear that up right now. Now, I pegged a few bitches. You know what I'm saying? But old biscuit, and that's a little too freaky for me. You know what I'm saying? And why do you white women like it in the ass so much?
Yeah, buddy. I can't do that shit, man.
My
shit locks up like a safe. That like motherfucker safe. Could breathe on
Frito,
my asshole.
I don't want to ask you nothing offensive, but that's a no for you on pegging too also, right?
Yeah, I don't do that shit, man.
No. My boy, just making sure we good. And Jay, you said it's no for you too, right?
Never done it.
Here you go, peoples. You hear that? Yep. The three brothers on this show, that's a no for pegging. But those freaky-ass Sasha over here, she's in the fucking pegging. Now, Sasha, since you just threw that rod out there, Jay, would you like to know if Sasha's ever pegged someone?
I have not.
I find it hard to believe. Moving right along. Frito.
What we got, bro?
Let's talk about that story you was telling me off air.
The story off air.
You was telling me off air. About Big Girl.
Bob Bigo.
Yeah. Would you like me to refresh your memory?
Yeah, because I had a long run this week.
He just had a, you know, Freedom is a service provider for women who are in need of a sexual partner. And he just had sex with a 650-pound woman. And I asked him, how could you do something like that?
And he said. She was actually, I exaggerated a little bit. I remember what you're talking about. She was actually about 450 pounds.
Oh, she was 450.
Yeah,
she was
649.
Nah, she wasn't six. She was four. She was able to walk, you know, and move one leg before moving to the right too fast.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But I had to charge her a little extra.
I mean, but Frito, how could you fuck it? How could you find that pool to pool?
I don't even know if I was in it. I was just fucking. I was.
Could you have a 500-pound dominance?
I could. Yep. I've actually done a video of one.
Yeah, I take that fat and wrap but that shit up.
That was what's called a face sitting.
So whoa.
Oh my god! So you went face sitting with it and shit. Yeah.
Now, did you say you had a 500-pound woman sit on your face?
Yeah, I had a mask on.
What was the odor like? Well, I'm a fat person, so but you know.
No. I mean, were you gasping for your life? You're gasping for your life at this point.
It was designed to be what was called a smothering film, so it was designed to be uncomfortable.
Now, you know, I've heard of people dying from that.
If they do it the wrong way, yeah.
Damn.
They do it the wrong way. If you're experienced, I mean, you would know, I mean, what your limits are.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So, what's the experienced way to get smothered?
What's that?
What is an experienced way to get smothered?
Well, when you have two people, like I did in videos, we have two people that work with each other long enough, they know how far, you know, they can go. For example, this 500-pound woman that faced at me, she knew exactly how long I could hold my breath. It was what they call a flatulence movie, so it was... You know, it wasn't really. She was.
Explain to the ignorant folks that watch my show.
Oh my
gosh. What the fuck is flatulence?
That means you're fucking farting.
Face sitting farting. That's what it's called.
Ew. So your face stinks.
Hey.
Is that what you're telling me?
You thought you was a freak, then you Frito.
I thought I was doing something, man.
Shout out to the boys over at Cookies.
That was 20 years
ago. For this London pound cake they sent over. Shout out to my boy Burn.
That shit smoking.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Burn.
Oh yeah.
That's a good old London pound cake. We was out at El Mero's at the cookie place. And we got some more good old London pound cake.
But let me tell you though, man, how I got the girl in the car, man. This shit was crazy. I couldn't get her in the car. I had to go rent one of those U-Hauls, the 1999 vans. And she still couldn't get in on the passenger side. I had to open up the back and she rolled in and then crawled into the front seat of the van. But she didn't have enough she didn't have enough strength to pull herself up in the truck. So I had to open the double doors and let her sit. She sat down and rolled herself in the van.
And he fucked it.
I mean, I couldn't move her. I couldn't pick her up. I couldn't move her.
Because you have fucked
that. Is this real life?
Probably. If I was aroused enough. If you, you have when a submissive's in that, is experiencing like that particular environment, yeah, they could. If they were allowed to.
If they was allowed to.
Yeah.
So, you mean tell me... I'm sitting back like, man, fuck that fat ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? 300, my limit would be. Any bitch over 300 pounds, I'm straight.
No, I don't think it's never a limit for a black man.
Yeah, my son's almost 364, so.
Yo, what?
My son's almost 364. Under 364, so.
How old is he?
Hmm?
How old is your son?
Six.
He's how much?
Six.
How much do you weigh?
No. I said my son's mom.
It's
324.
She's a black woman. Correct.
A real man. Is she attractive?
She was.
And see what I used to do? I used to train with big women. I used to train with the big women to prepare me for the smaller women.
Some women have insides that are just unattractive. So I just put that
way. Yeah. Some women have insides that are not attractive.
They're unattractive.
What do you mean by that?
On the inside.
Are they attitude or their vagina?
No. It could be their intentions or motives or whatever they're.
Oh, yeah, some dirty right. bitches.
Yeah.
So when you have been allowed to fuck one of your doms, what you call them?
I've never fucked any of doms.
So you let motherfuckers fart in your face, bounce on your.
That you, was a movie. That was okay. It was a sales thing.
Okay, you got paid for that.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay, so as a man, you have to have release. Like who you fucking?
You know, I had
to. Oh, you in a prostitute?
No, no, that
let
was,
me tell you, I got somebody for $40.
Oh, hell no.
With change.
Hell no. Hell no.
Sasha is over here. Sasha, it's better not be no. Hey, remind me y'all to call the cleaning lady tomorrow. She can fog this motherfucker and bleach this shit up. Sasha, you know, we got, you know, it's some nasty motherfucker. We're going to leave it like that. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm moving around. I'm moving over. Go ahead.
That was a movie. And so people bought it. You know, people, they asked for it, advertised it, and I made it.
Right.
I was a director, so I could, you know.
Right.
That's not even the worst. One film I was asked to direct that I didn't direct was, that I didn't put out there was, what's called toileting, which is actually illegal in America.
So have you ever had a
toileting, what that is?
Golden showers and brown showers.
Yeah, shit, that's shit and piss.
Yeah. Shit you, piss. I mean, you can probably get away with golden showers, but you can't get away with brown showers.
Yeah, that's some Brazilian
shit.
Shit
on somebody.
Yeah, or you shit in their mouth.
And then they drag you in the shit, so too.
That is.
Like, hey, Jay, if you had less of my shit in your mouth.
Hell no.
Bruh.
See, I've done that. I'm like a liaison with this. I mean, I know of a lot of things. So I'm just saying I've never did a golden shower. I never did the brown shower. None of that shit.
But you know, yeah. But do you know any black men on this shit like that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
We trade those niggas. Who can we trade them for?
I don't know.
What white man we can trade them for? That's cool, man. We can bring more wives.
I know a brother right now that eats period pads.
Ah! Frito!
Damn, man.
Frito, you hear this
how
shit?
How much they paying them to do that?
I have no idea.
Now, Frito, you can, Essence might make a statement like that.
Nah,
you
I
cannot
can't
come
that,
back
man.
And say,
no.
How much somebody pay them to do that? That sounds like you might be interested.
Now, no, Frito, I'm just hoping that this stupid motherfucker is going to eat the disease. Hopefully, he got paid for the shit. Hopefully, he got paid. God damn.
That is the most nasty, disgusting. Is he black?
Yeah, man. He's black.
Oh, my God.
Well, see, that's why, you know, you got this, you go, we have, like, people who are, like,
humiliated. I mean, so does his breath smell like, what is his breath?
I never bother sniffing it. I mean, I just know that he does it. That's what I can tell you. What I turn the other way. I don't. The notice guy actually eats shit, you know. That's.
Yeah, that's some nasty shit right there. Yeah, that's not freaky. That's another word for that shit. That's like psychopathic.
Well, of course,
freak.
It's not.
The other word is
you go a demonic and shit. Now. You do it
very like. I want it all. Like, I want to let my three wives know this. If you bitches ever, I mean on God's green earth, ever try biscuit like that, I would be in the federal penitentiary. Oh, I've been in Reedsville on death row because I'm murdering.
Yeah, man. That,
Frito, you out here eating period pads, man?
Hell no, man. I mean, a woman make a smart decision. She just know not to even show me no shit like that because I will never look at her the same.
Hey, man.
You know, I will never look at her
this
the same.
This is some deep shit. This nigga's out here eating shit.
And women,
pyramid.
I mean, you know, smell is okay, but when that fucking blood and shit with the smell. It's like I would have to look at you. Like every time I see you, I see.
Now
blood
I have dated some women, even on their period, they pussies and stink. But I have dated women on their period, they pussy. Like they pussy don't stink till they on their period.
Right. So we all know pussy does have a smell to it every now and then. What's your limitation?
So Sasha, have you like a woman? Is a woman's vagina supposed to have a smell during their period?
Your vagina should never.
Now that's a damn lie. I mean, sometimes you can't help that.
Like when?
On your period. So like on your period, it should be like that blood smell though, right?
No, because it's just like, well, number one, I don't I don't wear pads. So
what
yeah.
What do you wear?
Nigga.
So what is a pH? What is the pH balance? What is that for?
So that's a natural question. Like, so what's catching the fucking blood or you don't bleed?
I wear tampons.
Ah, I asked for that. Moving right along.
Well, some people are in the blood sport, so you know.
Blood sport, what are they? Yeah. Some people in the wet.
That, they, and of they course, like to get to it with the blood. Like that. Yeah, they
like to play with it.
Consume it. I don't do it.
I've done it one time.
Whoa, what the
I've
fuck?
I've done it one time in my life.
Had were you period blood?
You drunk some period blood?
No, I didn't drink it. I fucked her while she was on her period. But I was mad at her, so the blood was everywhere, and I was smacking that shit all over.
So that
the
means
place.
You could be a candidate for blood sports.
Yeah. It was one of those type of deals.
Wasn't that a movie called Blood Sport?
Yeah, it was a movie called Blood
Sport. That was one of my favorite movies. I want to say this to the I want to say
this girl
people,
literally had
blood sport used
I
to be one of my motherfuckers.
Handprints of blood all yeah. over her ass. Like I just got say fuck it and just
you
had blood everywhere.
Because see, there's something that would argue that if you can do blood sports, you can also do scat play. So you know,
what is that?
That's eating shit. But that's the same.
Yeah, I can't do all that shit. I can't do all that shit.
Some have you made know, that argument.
I can
though.
Keep it real to a certain extent. You know, I mean, bitches situation. Pay me and shit, but you know, I can only qualify to a certain extent. Shit.
Hey,
I guess
man.
That's why my prices are so low.
Hey, man, this shit here. I ain't no free.
Prices?
I'm on. Huh?
I'm sorry, cut you off. Prices. But you can go someplace like Dubai. You know, women that'll pay you almost $100,000 for you to shit in their mouth.
Yeah, see, that's what I need
they'll
to be turned
you?
On to, man.
Yeah.
So
any man don't pay any man the shit, particularly black men. They'll pay us to actually.
So what do they got a website? What do they got a website to sign up? What do we go to sign up? what? How do you go to sign up? Like, what do we?
Just fly there and just say you're willing to be part of the program.
Okay, yeah,
you can't do it online because America will catch it up and hey.
Right. Okay.
Well, Dubai, yeah. I thought Dubai was so holy they wouldn't let that shit. They can't even smoke weed over there.
That was a lie. Hey, man, women over there that'll pay
I will fucking fly
dollars.
Over there and
know,
drink a whole thing of
know,
citrus magnesium.
I know
magnesium.
Women that fly over there and the air rate, ma'am, shit on them.
It goes both ways, honey. I think that's what he's saying.
No, they literally want a man to shit in their mouth and sit there for your dollars.
I could do that. I could do that.
Jay, we need to set that up.
Miralax.
Me and,
what they call this shit?
Me
Miralax.
And CLA, we going to do body shit in bitch's mouth.
We're going to do this shit.
No, listen. I'm just throwing
business
over
Biscuit, I'm pretty sure they're going to pay you double. Maybe
we gonna
even triple.
We're going to eat a whole bunch of Burger King, my nigga, before we go. Because you know that Burger King.
Yeah, we say we know Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
You're going to be running, motherfucker.
And a little goddamn lax in the mirror lax, we'll be good. Mm-hmm. I'll tear that motherfucking mouth up. Light that motherfucking face
I
want
to puke. Please stop. Please. Please.
Hey, man.
I'm trying to contain.
Oh, shit. This motherfucker crazy.
You're fucking disgusting.
This is not disgusting. I've heard some shit beyond disgusting. Today.
Totally. just utterly.
Five on a pair and sit on his face and fall it.
Disgusting.
But that wasn't disgusting. We talking about going to get paid $100,000 per shit.
Damn. I just want to say that black lives matter.
Well, so do black shit, obviously. Black shit matter too, goddammit.
Oh, my God. Obviously, it does.
I'm going to be back. Shouldn't have been in mouth. 3 times a week. Old bitch going to be in Dubai. Sasha needs to book the flights. We're going to Dubai. Everybody going. I'm paying for everybody. We're going to Dubai. We're going to be in Dubai from December 25th to January 25th. And for 30 days consecutively, I will, every bowel movement, I will catch a bitch's mouth.
I'm telling you.
There will be, every 10 is a million, right? $3 million.
Yep. I'm going to make rich as a motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Shitty big biscuit.
Shit happens.
Shit in the mouth.
So, Jay, tell me this. Are there any little nasty events coming up? Are you into nasty events?
Nasty.
You know those
little freak event, the freak event where y'all put on all that plastic and shit.
I'm not into events. I was going to for a while, but what's called DomCom, but that's not a place where you go like in character, I guess. It's a place where you go and there's always like a premier dom. So say for instance, pro doms a lot of times get represented at these events and they'll be like probably like sometimes a spokesperson or something like that. I've never been to an actual like BDSM.
What the fuck they had this type of shit at?
World Congress Center.
They had DomCom?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Something called DomCom, they have it every year.
So when is it?
Usually, what is it?
I said when it, when the COVID.
We usually do in the summer. It's the summer, but they didn't have it this year.
So it's probably back next year.
Right.
DomCom. How many people be there? How many people be there?
Thousands. I actually, last year, I think they might have had it at the World Congress Center. It could have been another state, really, actually, now that I think about it. I don't think it was here. The year before, there were doms everywhere. I know that because of the fact that being in that area downtown, you saw people walking around in stilettos. We all knew it was coming. It was all online. So, yeah, right. You see everywhere.
And how was these doms hygiene?
Highly. Constantly showering, probably 2 or 3 times a day, that sort of thing. They're not, sessions wise, they probably shower at the end of every session. Stuff like that.
What the fuck is a session? That sounds like prostitution.
It's oftentimes confused for such. A lot of times, pro doms don't want to consider themselves as prostitutes, and some people look at them in that light. So a guy will show up, give them like maybe, depending on what they're charging, 150 with some doms, probably 300, probably like 500, something even 1,000, just to do something like trampling sessions or face sitting sessions or cock and ball sessions, paddling, equestrian training. The list goes on and on.
Frito, put this on the iPad. We need to be doms. We need to be doms on these bitches, man.
We need to, man.
Because we're giving away free dick.
I ain't giving away free shit. I'm charging them, man. But I think we need to charge a little more.
Male dom. You heard that, Frito?
Yeah.
We male doms now.
Hell fucking yeah. I mean, I can whip a motherfucker's ass.
Beat a bitch to death.
You're male doms, not doms.
Male doms.
But it's dumb.
You know what? You white people ain't shit.
Yeah, because I
to your motherfucking
I'm
face.
Pretend like I don't understand that one.
You know what I'm saying? You sound like you're a fucking Trump supporter any goddamn way.
I am.
Man, no, listen. She's had a few drinks and no, too much cocaine. We're gonna move on.
All
white people do cocaine. I know it. I've seen it.
Yep.
I've been clean for.
You do heroin now, right? She couldn't even say no. She was laughing so hard. Moving right along. Frito, we need to do this research. We need to be masters. We masters. We're going to be out here dominating these big bitches. Skinny bitches.
Yeah. R. Kelly just of age.
Whoa.
Just of age.
Free R. Kelly, goddammit. Free R. Kelly. He was a master.
Yeah.
R. Kelly was a dominant. He was a master. Now it makes sense.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm getting me a cape made. I gotta get my cape made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna have my name on the back up.
You know what, man?
A cape?
Yeah, I'm bringing my Gucci's out of
freak. You know, when I come out as my freak, I have a cape to go with my
I'm sorry. Capes are for pimps.
Superheroes. I got a move that I call the Super Destroyer.
Damn.
Trust me, that shit will fuck your life up.
Tell me all about it.
I can't tell you shit about it.
That got on my lip.
What the fuck she say?
That oh, she said that lip. Got on her lip, man. What you over there doing?
What about all that goddamn coughing and sneezing you been biscuit? Doing? My fucking body temperature don't went up.
You do it on the table, biscuit. You just got on the lip.
Well,
yeah, they say, over there,
they
man.
Call me sharpshooter, biscuit.
Fucking burpee.
Yeah, they call me sharpshooter.
On my fucking lip.
And you know this pistol go long range. There you go.
We already know about your shortcomings.
6.5 to stay alive. 6.5 stay alive. I am respectable, okay? Now, anyway, White women, y'all. So do white women like to be abused sexually? And is it true that all white women love BBC porn?
We definitely love the BBC porn. I mean, sometimes I like to be choked, smacked, you know, pull my hair. Mm-hmm. Not when I have my clippings, of course, but yeah.
Man, one of my clients, man, she got her ass beat because her husband went through her history.
And since she had been dealing with old Frito-Lay from the motherfucking thing.
No, she saw, he saw her history, and all it was BBC videos. She had 300 videos of just history of BBC.
BBC. Yeah. And Sasha, can you tell the audience out there what is BBC porn?
I mean, I always thought it stand for Big Black Cock.
Because I refuse to utter those words. So we had the only lady on the show to utter those words about BBC.
And this mic actually reminds me of.
Moving right along. TMI. Now, before we wrap up, Jay, you've gave us interesting things. But you left out one thing, though.
Sure.
Are you currently looking for doms? To the people, for women out there, say our listeners say, hey, where's Jay? I want to dominate him. Are you open for that right now?
I am not available.
Okay. He's not available, ladies.
I would say I am available for someone to learn what it is.
Learn what it is. Okay, I heard that a lot of y'all relationships are, what is it, polyumous, polyuditous? I'm a polygamist. So what is a multi-dominant relationship called? What's that called?
The different variables of that. Sometimes a dominant could have, say, for instance, their version of poly could be something like...
Poly, what does that mean? Polyamorous?
Pretty much, they could have a man for men for different things. They could have a man for basically just, it could be sex. They could have a man for spending time. They could have a man for travel. They could have a man that basically is like a servant, more like a what I would call a houseboy.
Houseboy.
Frito-Lay, I think that's you, ain't it, baby? You know what I'm saying, huh? You're a houseboy, you know what I'm saying? You pimping, ripping.
You want me to forward your application?
I was like that when I was about 15 already.
So you was in the house getting taken care of?
Yeah, that lady had to be at least 34. I remember being asleep in the bed and some young nigga woke me up my age. It was like, you coming out to play basketball with us? I was like, I'll be out there in a minute. Y'all go on out there.
Damn!
But I'm sleeping with his mom.
Pimpin' ain't dead. These niggas is scary.
But you know, in most cases, it's not even sexual. It could be just, you might have a man for money. You might have a man for, you know, just to spend time with. But it don't even become anything like that. And you have this one guy.
Oh, I'm fucking. If I'm giving you money, I'm hitting. Fuck that. I'm hitting. If I'm paying, I'm fucking.
But in that lifestyle, it's not even like that, though.
Right.
It's like, I'd say it's more psychological. Right. It's at a mode of acceptance.
That makes sense.
Well, I am the man, Biscuit.
And you know, white girl Sasha.
It's your boy Frito-Lay from the Bay.
Jay the this has been route. Oh, go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry, I mean, cut you.
Jay the Submissive.
This has been the most interesting. When you say that, Frito?
Yeah.
Most interesting show.
Yes.
Yeah, so check us out on Apple Music, Spotify, Anchor, Google Music, the internet, YouTube, wherever you're gonna find you playing that. And share with everybody the Raw Dog and Out the Dog. This has been a very informative episode. I know you ladies out there being that freaky. Some nasty ass women out there. And I'm exposing you. And you nasty motherfuckers out there eating period pads and that full shit in your mouth. They're wild, they're rolling out here. Frito, we just cracked the case. We were already wrong out here. Niggas getting shit in their motherfucking mouth. Hey, man, I am Big Bitch. This is Raw Dog After Dark. We'll see y'all in 3 days, man. We up out of here, man. What the?